Dane Beams, two in a row. Things are starting to happen here at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice to win a couple in a row. Obviously, we've been in a lot of games this year. We just haven't been able to quite finish off, so it's nice to string a couple together. I think it's the first time I've ever won two in a row since I've been at the footy club anyway. So it's a mini achievement and something that we can add to our kit bag.
Yeah, round 7, 2015 it was, the last time you guys did that. And Carlton was involved on that occasion. It was Carlton and Port Adelaide. This time around, it's Carlton and Fremantle. You now take on Hawthorn, your coach's former team, next week down in Launceston. Is that the real test to see where you guys are at in terms of your development?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, we speak about the good teams being on the road. We're able to do that against Freo last week. So we're looking to just add things to our, like I was saying before, our kit bag and become a great side. And that's not going to happen overnight, obviously. We all know that. But we're working really hard with inside the footy club to progress, get better. Go on to Tassie next week against the Hawks, who we managed to beat earlier this year, will give us confidence. And it'd be nice to come away with another win away.
Run us through the tactics today. Early on, it looked like you guys were trying to use the ball as much as often. Is that because you were trying to tire out Carlton on a hot day?
Oh, no, I think Carlton's pressure was pretty good, and I think they defended well in the first quarter. And I think you could see early what type of game they probably wanted to play, and that was to try and restrict the game and keep it congested. And we sort of identified that at quarter time and just wanted to move the ball a little bit quicker and move it on and try and break up their defence, which we're able to do. And then obviously that correlates to the scoreboard. And I think the most pleasing thing for us today was, we're able to score, but then also keep them to 50 points, which is a great result.
Yeah, 65-point margins, quite significant for you guys as you continue this rebuild here in Brisbane. Now, Eric Hipwood, he benefited from that quick transition in the midfield and got a lot of uncontested marks and kicked 6 goals. So do you feel like, you're starting to get the benefits up forward now from the work that you guys are doing in the middle?
I think our forwards, we've got a young forward line, and it takes a while for those guys to click and build chemistry. There's Oscar McInerney, he's only played a handful of games. Hippie's still relatively young. Then you throw in Bundy, who's got a bit of experience, and Robbo and these sorts of guys. Dan McStay. These guys are every week, they're just building some chemistry together. There's not a lot of change going on within our forward line, so that helps. And also, like you were saying, the ball moving up the ground's been pretty good. I think we're starting to use the ball really well. We look at the kick rating stat that the champion data produce a fair bit, and from all reports, we're not too bad in that area. So we'll continue to back our way and try and expose oppositions in that way, yeah.
What about yourself, Dane? Stood down from the captaincy a few weeks ago. Do you feel like it's taken a burden off your shoulders? Because, once again, you had another 30-plus possession game today.
I feel a lot more comfortable and freer out on the ground. Life's tough at times. It just keeps throwing different things at me at the moment. Like, my wife's been in hospital for the last five or six nights with mastitis after giving birth to our second child last week. So I've had a fairly full-on week at home, being a single mum of two. So it's been a big week for me. But that's life. You deal with it. It's going to throw you different challenges at times, and it's the way that you respond that I think builds character. And I've got a lot of great support around me. The footy club have been fantastic to me, so it's been it's been nice, and it's been comforting knowing that they're there filming.
Best wishes to your wife in her recovery, and also to your burgeoning family. Absolutely awesome news. Just finally, Dane Zorko has stepped into the breach. What's it like for you, the relationship you two guys have out there on field? Dane looks as though he's 10 foot tall, and that is the captain of the line.
Oh, he's doing a sensational job. There's no doubt about that. I actually grew up playing footy against Dane, and a lot of people wouldn't know. I actually, used to stay with his family on representative trips where my parents couldn't afford to come along. So we actually go a long way back, and I've got a lot of trust in what he's doing at the moment. He seems really natural in the role, and I'm happy to be playing under Dane at the moment because I think he's doing a fantastic job, and his attitude towards football and life has certainly changed in the 4 years that I've been here. It's been really actually nice to watch him grow as a man, and yeah, his leadership is also flourishing as well, and he's also got a young family. So yeah, it's just nice to see good people doing good things.
All right, well, there was 21,000 people here today. No doubt if you guys keep winning, there'll be more in the future. Congratulations on second straight win and your second win of the season here at the Gabba. Dane Beam, thanks for talking to ABC Grandstand. And, yeah, enjoy the coming week before you head off into the cold climes of Tasmania.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.